Here's something that shouldn't surprise you. Michigan roads are in bad shape and getting worse with little relief in sight. Virtually everyone who's been driving in the state has some personal bad road tale to tell. Mine involves a pothole the size of Salt Lake City in the Lodge Freeway a few years ago. I donated one of my car's front wheels to the pothole gods there after teaching a night class one freezing February evening. Fortunately, I was rescued by a nice young couple. As they attempted to extricate my car, some of the folks from the neighborhood offered to sell us crack. We said no for a number of reasons, some of which were related to the notion that committing a felony is a bad idea. But when I look at some of the decisions our lawmakers are making, I sometimes wonder whether a number of our elected officials may have been among the drug dealers' best customers. For our roads are deteriorating at an accelerating pace, according to a major new study by the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, known as MITA. While the Detroit area has the greatest numbers of miles of bad road, many outstate counties have a higher percentage of roads in poor condition. Oceana County on the Lake Michigan shore is the worst. There are townships in the UP where 100% of the roads eligible for federal funding are in poor shape. Letting our roads fall apart is one of the dumbest things we could do if we are, in fact, serious about trying to revive our economy. Nobody is going to want to relocate businesses and jobs here if the roads look terrible, and driving to the store puts your axles at risk. What's more, our state doesn't even have to pay the full amount needed to help restore and repair many of our stricken roadways. That's because federal matching funds are available to fix more than 17,000 miles of Michigan roads. By not putting up some of the money to fix them, we're losing lots more. According to MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation, we'll lose more than half a billion in federal road funding money in 2011 unless we come up with $84 million in new matching funds. Not coming up with that would be insane, since for every new dollar we spend, the state would get back $6. MITA found that the percentage of Michigan roads in poor shape rose from just over a quarter of all roads 2 years ago to nearly one-third of all roads last year. And the situation's getting worse because the state isn't spending the money to do the necessary maintenance and the roads now in better shape. Part of what's happening is the economy, of course. Most of the money to fix the roads comes from the gas tax and new vehicle registrations. These days we're driving less and buying fewer cars. So there's less to keep the roads rolling. Granted, there's never going to be enough money to do everything we want to do. But without decent roads, we're driving ourselves into oblivion. Common sense means that overhauling the way we fund road repair should be a top priority in Lansing. Unfortunately, in politics, common sense seems to be a most uncommon thing.